Operator here, could you please continue from Baya relay operator?
Yeah. A relay operator molested me at a young age. And, hey, wait a second. The spirit of cell phone. Cell phone. What news do you bring us from the dead, cell phone?
Operator here, is that a go-ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hewlett-Packard will fail. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure they will because the company is totally owned by Jews.
Operator here, could
go
you
ahead.
Repeat what you said after? Because the company is totally owned by...
Yeah, Hewlett-Packard is owned by the Jude. Cy Stumpfickin' Juden Noten Gerachinen von Auschwitz.
Operator here, could you please spell what you said after Hewlett-Packard is owned by the dude?
No, I'm illiterate. Just forget that part. Hold on just a second. Hey, Cyberdyne's mom, get out of the room or call me up for phone sex. Either way, it would be really hot.
Operator here, one moment, please.
Yeah. Oh, God, dongs. I need dongs in my life.
Operator here, one moment, please. Everything heard must be typed. Could you please repeat what you said after get out of the room?
Say what?
Could you please repeat what you said after get out of the room?
Lady, I can't even remember what I was saying like 3 seconds ago. Oh, my God. Hey, Cyberdyne's mom, I lust after you. Every morning, I wake up rock hard, thinking about your luscious body.
Operator here, one moment. Could you please repeat what you said after, hey, cyber dies?
The time is now for us to begin our love affair. You, me, a midnight rendezvous in Paris. Leave your bastard child behind and come with me. Fly away with me, baby.
Operator here, is that a go-ahead?
Yes, go ahead and die. Are you gay? Are you a nigger? Are you a gay nigger? If you answered yes to any of the previous questions, the Gay Nigger Association
Operator,
might be right for you.
The person has interrupted.
Okay.
FHQWHGADS. Go ahead.
I have no fucking idea what that means. Listen, hey, I'm going to jerk off with my audio
Operator,
set up for a while.
Please, everything heard must be tight.
Yes. It's not my fault that you're crippled and that your fingers have been horribly mangled in a rim job accident.
Here, could you please repeat what you said after? I have no fucking idea what it...
I could, but I won't. Hey, here's Nas, all y'all.
Yo, this Sesco, who this? What's the dilly? I just touched grounds down to Philly, brought a fan with me. Fast floating around Philly, trying to find limb. Bitch supposed to be in the Benz, parked in Road 10. Her and that slow ho Gwen. Should've known she was a bitch that we broke it alone. They posted alone, the ass that is moving the zone. But you know the rules, both miss school, but hold the dudes. I know the Jews, no time for them doors, too much to lose. Just trying to vibe until them hoes roll with the vibe. Where's your joint project? No little desk, got your eyes in the cut, try to see. Tops up, left them all, bought little Amo on the toy truck. Your boy's what, 3 years old now, correct? He and my daughter age neck and neck, they future set. Trees got me wet, in the background's an old cassette. Fly Stephanie Mills shit, what's to deal with? All the shit I'm hearing up top, you got arrested. Shot a fair one with a cop, that ain't your steed. You're usually low key with no T. I'm only going off of what some weak bitch told me. That's some ill shit, hear that bitch go with a cloak done. I hit you right back, cause the static is thick.
I'd like to bring you a breaking news announcement from the front lines of the war on nerds by nerds. We have special wartime correspondent Jesuit X. Jesuit X, come on down.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yes, it's great to be here, and such.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Infinitely excellent, as a matter of fact.
I have taken time away from studying, physics to call the show.
Let me ask you something there, Jesuit X, and I do mean axe. What's a nigga gonna do with physics?
I can beat any of you nerds any day.
Okay. Jesuit X has issued a bold and old statement that he can beat any of you nerds any day.
Now, let me back that up. I'm not all words. I have challenged on the show before, and I have not failed it.
This is 100% true. Jesuit X, to the best of my knowledge, has never, ever, 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 ever failed it on the show.
I am the anti-ruckus.
Oh, my God.
Never, ever failing.
That is incredible.
But I'm not the only one here on the line. I've got Victor Niger here with me.
Victor Niger.
Well, Victor sounds... there he is.
Victor, are you okay?
Hi, Lord. Yeah, I'm fine. How are you doing, sir?
I'm excellent.
What is it you want to talk to me about tonight?
Well, Victor Niger is well known as possibly... Now, if I am incorrect, please go ahead and correct me with sex. But I believe you are Time Cop of the world-renowned GNAA.
No. Time Cop is on the line as well, though.
Time Cop is also on the line.
Ah, there he is.
Victor Niger is someone else.
Well, see, I would very much like to talk to Time Cop, but Victor Niger will do. All right.
No, go ahead. I talked to you somewhere else.
All right. Now, the War of Nerds has been going on for many years and has claimed countless lives. How do you gentlemen feel about that?
Well,
are we being trolled?
I would have to say, on behalf of the GNAA, that we've never failed. I mean, you know, you can call us nerds if you like, but other nerds bask in our glory.
Yeah. Well, I'm not specifically talking about the GNAA. Let me refer you to an incident in Colonial Phoenix last week. All right? There was a sudden outbreak, a confrontation between two rival groups of nerds. These were EverQuest nerds and Magic the Gathering nerds. All right? And in the aftermath of this, there were empty Mountain Dew cans and booster packs everywhere. The place was just littered with corpses. And really, I mean, there's going to be a congressional hearing on this next week. Something has got to be done about these raving herds of nerds.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Have we considered killing the firstborn male child in all of their households?
Well, see, the thing would be that none of these people have children because they've never had sex.
Well, we could gas them like they did the Jews.
Well, see, the problem therein is that you need nerds to build gas chambers. And, you know, they'll just insert back doors, much like the horrible operating system Linux is riddled with.
Okay, we could get the Krupp's Coffee Company to build us some ovens.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. So,
and we can get IBM to build our punch card machines, you know, just like they did for the Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can get Mitsubishi to build us some fine, airplanes that we can crash into their houses.
It would be kind of funny to load one of these really souped-up Mitsubishi, you know...
Zeros.
Yeah, not a zero, but, like, one of their cars, you know?
Like an Eclipse.
Yeah, like, take an Eclipse and fill it up with, TNT and nitroglycerin and, you know, whatnot, all these easily explodable materials, and just, like, if, all these ricers just started ramming those into public works buildings, like
the
White House and shit.
Here's the problem with that. I actually tried this once with both an Eclipse and a Honda Civic, both heavily souped up, and the bomb was set to go off as soon as the car hit 80 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah?
The problem is that's not possible with either of those cars. They cannot go that fast, so...
Oh, therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
You should just set it to go off, you know, when the muffler goes above 160 decibels.
Well, see, you can't do that because it does that as soon as you turn the car on. Yeah, so, believe me, it's been thought out. Many of the world's, you know, EverQuest and Magic the Gathering hating nerds, which is about 2%, have put a lot of time into, you know, devising a Ricer bomb plan, and it, we have failed it so far.
Yeah, we'll just have to see about that. And what about the movable type nerds? Is the GNAA making any progress in destroying and annihilating these foul and reprehensible people who blaspheme the internet with their constant daily outpourings of diarrheic wordplay?
Well, I think we won that battle a long time ago, actually. I mean, most of the major blogs now are so full of security measures designed to prevent your typical gay nigger crap flood that those people's friends don't bother posting, which was the point.
And if they don't post, they're not going to read, because take it from me, bloggers, nobody cares what you fucking think.
Nope, those hit counts are dropping every day.
Hoo-ha.
And ours are going up.
That's a glorious victory for the Gay Nigger Association of America.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna end this communique. Thank you for your dispatch from the front lines, Mr. Jesuit X.
I'd like to say one last thing.
Yes?
LOL at cell phone. LOL Jews.
Okay. We're lolling at cell phone, who died of a drug overdose, and at Jews, who died of being put in ovens.
Both are very LOLable.
Yes. Lolalicious. All right, coming up next, we have Everybody Deserves to be Fucked. Especially you. Hey, coming up next, I want to fuck you in the ass. And this is sent to us from Cyberdyne, whose mother's still not answered my proposal. We can only hope that'll turn out well soon.
I wanna fuck you in the ass.
And this next track is dedicated to Cyberdyne's mom.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Florentine.
Yeah?
We're a furniture dealer. We do office furniture and any other types of furniture for basically any market. And I'm just calling to see if you'd be interested in anything for now or the future, or just to be able to get a meeting with you and so I can explain things to you.
Well, where do you want to meet?
I can meet whenever or wherever you want.
I noticed a motel nearby me. Maybe we can meet there.
Okay. Now, it would be best to meet in your offices, but if you want to do it in a motel and you can explain to me better, that's fine as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we should meet at the motel first. Let me see what you look like and everything, and then
sure,
we'll just go from there.
All right.
And what do you look like?
What do I look like?
Yeah.
I have black hair, about 6'1", and, brown eyes.
Are you in shape?
Yeah, I'm in shape. I play squash. I work out as much as I can.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
See, it's I enjoy. I respect my body and the soul.
Okay, that sounds good. All right. Well, when do you want to meet?
I could do next week.
What would you be wearing? Just, you know.
I probably will have a jacket and tie.
Could you wear something a little more casual?
Could I wear something more casual?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, like jeans, you know, some tight jeans and a shirt or something.
Tight jeans or shirt? What's going on? Is this a joke?
No, I'm just saying, you know, just be more comfortable, casual. I don't like, you know, dealing with people that, you know, got suits on and stuff. And
well,
to
that's,
me.
That's how I adjust to work. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're not going to be at work.
Right, right. Okay.
You know, I don't think there's a problem with that.
What about my associate? He'll be coming as well. I don't know if I can direct him in the situation where he can dress differently.
Oh, you're bringing him too? I thought you would just come by yourself.
No. We travel as a team.
Oh, man. Well, what does he look like?
Well, I don't understand the whole physical appearance part.
Well, just so I know, you know.
Right, right. Well, where's your company located?
Why? Don't you have it right in front of you?
Well, because I get a little worried when someone starts asking me to wear tight jeans to a motel in New Jersey.
I don't know what the problem is.
Well, the problem is I don't really get that too much.
Does it make a difference?
Yes, it does. I don't feel that's an appropriate... I don't have to explain that, really.
All right, forget the tight. You just wear like a tight shirt, then that's fine.
That's all right. I don't wear tight clothing anyways.
Well, you said you're proud of your body.
That doesn't necessarily mean I have to flaunt it.
Just for me?
Anyways, it's 14.
Should I bring a condom? What about 1 o'clock Monday?
Alrighty.
I'll wear a G-string.
I'll talk to you later.
Or whatever you want, I'll wear.
I'm crossing you in style someday. Old dream.
Load. Turn this off. This is failure. Turn this off.
What? What you know about that Frank Sinatra, nigga?
Sucks dick and fucks ass.
Well, yeah, he's a big homo. I mean, that's the whole point. That's why we love him.
He's a big dead homo.
Yeah, he is pretty fucking dead. All right.
Pretty fucking dead.
So I can only assume that this is Cyberdyne.
Yeah, and yeah, my mom left the room with the most disgusted look on her face that I've ever seen.
You know she was wanting it. I mean, I would tap that ass like a keg. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know she's got the badonkadonks, right?
Oh.
So shake that ass, bitch, and let me... Oh, shit. So, you know...
She's sitting here telling me this is very disrespectful.
Yeah, well...
Do you want to talk with her?
Yeah, sure.
This is your chance to speak, David. Oh, no, she doesn't want to talk to you.
My darling.
I told her it was her 15 minutes. She's just...
My darling, pick up the phone.
No, she just... She's,
my lady, I can promise you only the fairest of treatment as you are carried to and from my executive estate solely by horse-drawn carriages. The windows, the finest crystal, the seats, the most cushiony velvet. Inside, you will be refreshed by Villers Clicquot Ponsardine champagne and dine on fine brie cheeses, which you can dip hot chicken wings, which will be provided into. You could live the life of luxury with me, baby, and all you gotta do is pick up that phone. What is stopping you? What?
She's doing laundry like a room away. She's just totally disgusted and doesn't want anything to do with this.
You know, despite that disgusted look on her face, you know, I bet that right now, or maybe later tonight, she will be thinking to herself about that nubile young body crawling all over her like Gary Coleman over a case of ring dings. And, you know, she's going to go to that drawer. Next thing you know, oh, yeah. See, I know what I'm talking about here. I mean, remember, I did the Getting Cunny for Faggots special here. You were talking to an established Don Juan. Anyhow, I'd like you to redouble your efforts to get her on the line.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
This is your chance at 15 minutes of fame. Come on. No, come on.
I'm not.
She doesn't want to sink to our level. What is our level?
It's not a level. Madam, let me tell you. This is the epitome of postmodern demarcational art form. I mean, it's absolutely, it's just an ironic twist of transgendered modes. At the moment, I'm just totally being ironic. You should really pick up the phone and converse with me like civilized people, because when we close our ears to what we see, and we close our hearts and our souls, and we can't grow, please, let yourself grow. Get on the phone.
Hold on, come on.
Just say hello. Just say hello. All you gotta say is hello. Come on.
It says I'm wasting
your time. Oh, my time can never be wasted. You know, the Load Radio Hour is free if your time is worthless. All right, Cyberdyne.
I believe it's priceless, not worthless.
Cyberdyne, I'd like to thank you for failing it this evening. We've had lots of fun. Cyberdyne's mom, I will never give up. I will stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. And now here's Scholastic Death with Revenge of the Nerds. Cyberdyne, always a pleasure. Dog!
Nerd!
What are we waiting for?
Revenge!
just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds!
Work that pussy. Dong River. Load Radio Hour.
Hey. This is Ruckus.
Ruckus. The stink of failure will never be washed off of my show. Why did you call me? Jesus fucking.
Well, there's two things I need to talk to you about.
All right.
First thing, I needed to call to warn you about something. It's very important, all right?
All right, we have a warning from Ruckus.
I was sitting there listening to your show, and it hit me. You were playing the exact same type of music I was playing when I started my show. So you're on the path down, my friend. You need to be on the path up.
All right, listen, Dong Breath. When I need programming advice for my show, from you, I will... I tell you what I will do. I will self-abassinate. All right, I will... gouge out my own eyes with burning irons. So anyhow, how are you doing? How's life? The kids? The wife? Your, especially the wife.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, and I think the other thing you probably wanted to talk about was cell phone.
Yes.
All right, well, tell us a little bit more about your personal experiences with and the trouble you're having coping with the death of cell phone.
Well, you see, my problem with the whole cell phone situation is how big a deal people are making out of it there. See, I estimate that there's probably about 2.5 billion people on IRC. All right?
That, now, that number is totally fucking wrong, by the way.
I know.
Oh, hey, hold on just a second. I don't want to cut you off, but for our listening audience that don't know, one of the packet kids from 2600, his name was Cellphone. He died of a drug overdose on, like, Monday or something like that. This is kind of like, I think somebody put it best when they said, this is like a pussy version of when Ripper killed himself. And Ripper is just the most awesome IRC suicide ever. However, Cellphone, from what I understand, there's not even any good logs. He just basically died in his sleep.
Asshole.
What the fuck? Deprive us of enjoyment, motherfucker!
Well, anyway, people die every day. It's not a big deal, but
It's always a big deal when it's you.
No, it isn't. If someone broke into my house right now and put a gun up to my face, I'd just sit there. But anyway,
okay.
That's also. See, I happened to be idling in Pound 2600 when the whole thing was announced, and I thought it was kind of odd because people started just talking about him and how they missed him and how wonderful he was. And this isn't the Church of the Bleeding Heart. This is FNET. Get a life, people. I mean, he's dead. It's not like he was anyone important or anyone cared about, you know? And it's kind of odd because, I mean, it reminds me of Reagan when he died. Because everyone's making a big deal out of nothing. He died. He was going to die anyway, probably getting shot by some admin he was busy packeting. But yeah, I mean, they put up that message board. He's dead. He's not going to be able to see that. There's no point. I mean, I know if I die, I don't want you to pull some bullshit forum up. But yeah, it's just it's a waste of time. Leave him alone. He's dead. No one cares about him anymore. Just... yeah.
Okay, so you feel that the mourning is insufficient and that we should put more of our time and energy into creating funeral wreaths and sending letters of bereavement and...
No.
No?
I feel that he didn't matter when he was alive. Why should he matter now that he's dead?
So I think what you're trying to say here is that we all loved Cellphone with all of our hearts, more than life itself, more than Jesus or God, and in fact, his loss is so gripping
that
right now, every listener of the Load Radio Hour is encouraged to enter into a suicide pact to mourn the loss of Cellphone, because really,
of course,
is life worth living without him?
No.
Not at all.
Of course.
Dogs.
No.
All right, Rukus, well, you're about done failing it here. Any parting words?
Don't play that song again.
Jews did WTC. Lol Jews, lol at WTC. Lol Jews, lol at WTC. Lol Jews,
lol at WTC.
Lol, 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 lol.
It should be understood to be a real war. And it's not a new war, it's an old war. Furthermore, it's a perfectly conscious war everywhere, but specifically in the United States, where there happens to be a very free country, but it happens to have a highly class-conscious business class, and always has, and it's very free and open, so you have a lot of information about it. They talk, you have their records, and they have long seen themselves as fighting a bitter class war, except they don't want anybody else to know about it. Occasionally, someone else gets the news. Rather famous case, which I'm sure you know, was Doug Fraser about 20 years ago, 1978, I think, when he pulled out of the Labor Management Council and condemned business leaders for, words were roughly like this.
Professor Chomsky, Professor Chomsky, could you shut the fuck up for a second? Yes, hello, you're on the Load Radio Hour. How may I give you butt sex today?
Please to turn up the fucking volume.
God, you're just so horribly overmodulating. It's not even fucking funny. All right, so what's with the volume?
No, you're fine now.
Jesus fucking Christ, shit Christ. Could you take the phone out of your throat, you know? Just, like, move the dick aside so that you can slide it out there. Jesus, do you know how loud you're talking into that thing?
Well, why don't you turn your volume down there, because I'm
talking to
that
phone. That's what I just did.
All
right, now, who the fuck is this? This is Zeus?
Who is this?
Who is this?
This would be Zeus.
All right, Zeus, where are you from?
I am from Michigan.
No, I mean, what channel are you from? I have no idea who you are.
Oh, you're doing more than one channel. I did not realize that. I'm from Old Warriors.
No. We just want to know what channel or group or whatever you affiliate yourself with so that we can later find out your IP address, track it back to your house, and gang rape you.
That's
it's
cool.
It's standard procedure.
You're going to bring along Mr. Conway Asimov, too, I do believe.
Asimov? Oh, shit. From Old Warriors. There we go. All right.
There you go.
All right, so Zeus, how the fuck did you find out about the show? I'm like banned for life from Old Wares.
Well, it seems that Cyberline there is still running your radio hour.
Oh yeah, he's running the radio ad in Old Wares. Awesome, Cyberdyne. He has been a boon to this show from day one. Were you there today? Were you there? Did you listen when his mom was on the air?
No, actually, this is one of the first shows I've actually got a chance to listen to because I finally noticed you got that low quality. Feed for bitches like me that are still stuck on dial-up.
Yeah, well, you know, we all like to laugh at all of you and everything. It's lots of fun for all of us. You can actually download all the shows on the internet from my webpage because I stole hosting from Israel.
Yeah, but you do realize how fucking long that would take me to do on dial-up, and to tell you the truth, I'd just listen when I catch it. I might download it one of these days when I'm at school.
Well, you know, it's really worth it. Or you could send me, like, $5, and I'd mail you a CD full of them or whatever. But here, the important thing here, all right, is that I'm banned from Old Wares, like, forever. All right? Now, since you're in there, you can maybe tell me your feelings on the whole Pluton's brother thing. Pluton's brother. All right, there have been a rash of IRC-related deaths lately, and I think the latest one in Old Wares was Pluton, who is a dick. Basically discovered his dead and bloated brother who had been like left out for 7 or 8 days and then immediately comes on IRC to talk with everybody about it instead of, you know, mourning his death or anything like that.
Yeah, it was kind of fucked up. I don't know. I guess for a lot of people in that place that a lot of the people there are just as close as, you know, somebody that they live right next to or somebody they see every day. So it kind of gives them a place where they can spar off, partially with, you know, a group of friends that they know and partially with a group of people that have no fucking clue who the hell they are so they can say whatever the hell they want.
Well, that is a heartwarming and noble cause. Absolutely. R.I.P. Pluton's brother. R.I.P. Old Wares. All right, other topics in the news. John Kerry's aide was recently had to resign after the FBI investigated him and determined that he had snuck out of basically the Library of Congress with a historical vibrator used by George Washington himself. This vibrator, they didn't have batteries back then, so it's actually powered by the vibratory action of an epileptic Negro child. And it's a big scandal in Washington. How do you feel about it? Who are you voting for in the upcoming election?
I'm not fucking voting. I want the hell out of this goddamn country and to move over to Europe.
Oh, fucking yeah. You know, I'm not voting either. And you have perfectly echoed my sentiments of apathy and utter disillusionment with the Electoral College.
I'm dead cool. Amsterdam, here I come. Smoke one for me.
Have you been to Amsterdam?
No, but I plan on going very soon.
It's actually a very decent and urine-smelling, respectable place. I very much enjoyed my visit to Amsterdam.
You better check out the red light district, because if you went to Amsterdam and you didn't check out the red light district, you're just gay. And you should go check out Canada.
You haven't even been to Amsterdam. Do you know that I live in basically the red light district of America, which is New Orleans, French Quarter, all
I didn't
that.
I didn't actually know that, but very nice.
I'm so fucking sick of it. Everywhere I go, I can't walk out my door without somebody's tits waving in my face. You know, I've had people fucking on my... You know, about half of my job is kicking bums, attempting to piss on my stairs, off of the stairs.
That kind of sucks, dude. At least you're not fucking stuck in Michigan, where the newsman says it's going to be 90 degrees and sunny, and it ends up being 34 degrees.
You know, yeah.
It's just on the ground.
I mean, I'm not a faggot or anything here. All right. Well, Zeus, it's been good having you call up. I'm glad to hear that you are not... participating in any way in the bizarre, corrupt military-industrial complex, which is, in any case, controlled by Zog. So vote Israel, you faggots. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Please encourage other people at Old Wares to call in and be mocked.
All right. You have a good one. I hope to see you back in there one of these days. You never know.
Yeah, you know, if Pluton, you know, dies, or if I finally get my revenge on him, which I have had to... Listen, I had horrible revenge plotted for this guy for the longest fucking time. You know, I was all ready to go, oh man, it was gonna be so fucking sweet. And then his brother dies, and out of respect for, you know, his personal tragedy, I have imposed a 1-year moratorium on revenge on Pluton. That sucks. Do you know how I don't even have the fucking attention span to wait to hear what you're gonna say after this sentence?
Cool.
I've got to wait a year. So as I was saying, anyhow, dongs, and leave us not forget, doom awaits you all!
Where's my snare? I have no snare in my headphones. Oh, there's my snare in my AudioWares folder. Ho, 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 ho. Leech access. Leech access. Leech access. Free BSD means the shit to me. Linux, stick it up in your ass, you get me. You can't fuck with me in the IRC that I didn't give you access to my FTP. Little dude with a fucking plus V in your nick. You might as well be sucking my motherfucking dick. Message of the day says that you are late. So prevent the pain and get a daisy chain. Leech access. Ain't no dude to fuck with. Leech access. Ain't no dude to chat with. Cause I'm downloading chicks with dicks AVI and uploading e-donk in my Windows web file. Yo, 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 where's your 0 day? We ain't got no 0 day because you're gay. Because you're afraid and so easy to break. Make it easy to take over your PC and fuck it up straight.
Leech access is coming at you. Your box is mine in a minute or two. Your firewalls are tumbling down. Leeching all the 0 day that is found. BBS in your MP3s. You gotta fear my Lido skills. Coming inside the megabytes. Leech access, you just can't fight.
Leech access. Leech access. Just put your email in the password box. Now I got your info, bitch, thanks a lot. I'ma send you a motherfucking email bomb. DOS, your ISP, da-da-dum, da-dum. Trojan horses and viruses are coming at you. Gold sex is the site where you're gonna reroute. Meanwhile, I hacks and gonna gain the root. Fuck you, it's the message before you reboot. Oops, did I open your CD drive? Oops, did I fucking read your mind? 2,000 messages in your ICQ. And your sound card just lost the IRQ. These are the wicked ways of leech access. I am meat, you're nothing but your daddy's balls wet. Check me in my channel as me operate and get more net sex than my nigga Bill Gates.
Leech access is coming at you. Your box is mine in a minute or two. Your firewalls are tumbling down. Leeching all the 0 day that is found. BBS in your MP3s. You gotta fear my Lido skills. Coming inside the megabytes. Leech access, you just can't fight. Leech access is coming at you. Your box is mine in a minute or two. Your firewalls are tumbling down. Leeching all the 0 day that is found. BBS in your MP3s. You gotta fear my Lido skills. Coming inside the megabytes. Leech access, you just can't fight.
Control
Dell. Load Radio Hour. Who is there?
Can hello? You?
Yes, hello.
This is IP Relay, Operator 9443 with a relay call. Do you know how to use relay?
Yes, I know how to use the relay.
Thank you. Could you please repeat how you answered the telephone for me?
What's up, nigga?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Relay will begin now. Why did you let that chicken head Rukus on your show?
You're going to need to increase your microphone volume, operator, as you are barely audible. Fucking hybrid. Alright, he hung up. I hope he dies, and I hope you die too. Now to the front lines of this confrontation.
But 3.5 billion years ago, the first Nerd crawled out of the ocean, most likely to escape the cleansing effects of water. The first Nerd was hunchbacked, stooped over, with poor vision and a massive overbite. Billions of years later, nothing has changed. Nerds roam the Earth in droves. Thanks to their defense mechanism of never bathing, Nerds have few natural predators. A greasy sheen of Frito oil, combined with enough physical repugnance to make a bullet Negro vomit in disgust, ensure that Nerds can escape or frighten away even those creatures not alerted by the lingering fog of Ezric and inhaler fumes. Indeed, with the dawn of the PDA, the cell phone, the PDA phone, and me breaking into your house at night and shoving all three up your pimply asshole, it would seem to be a golden age for Nerds. Sadly, Nerds' greatest enemy still threatens these ignoble and laughable beasts, themselves. Since their inception, Nerds have been beset by deep political schisms, ranging from esoteric technical bullshit that no one has ever even heard of, to philosophical concepts you couldn't be urged to give a fuck about at gunpoint. The dawn of the informational age has only worsened matters. Now, Nerds wage bitter war over which processor will increase their CT-at-home scores the most, which cartoon female is the most fuckable, and which open-source operating system is most likely to lead to them dying alone and celibate in their mother's basement from a massive dose of get-off-the-computer, you fat fucking bastard, or I'll pump animal fat up your olestra-licking rectum with a sump pump until you erupt in a geyser of blubber. Tonight, on the Load Radio Hour, we bring you dispatches from the front lines of Nerds at War. I hope you all die of cancer. For the Load Radio Hour, I'm Horatio Brunswick, eating Porterhouse steaks and your mother's pussy three times a day, and never gaining an ounce.
Hello, Mr. Daryl McBride, currently serving as the president and CEO of SCO Group.
Yes! Yes, dongs. Dongs very much. Dongs. Wait a second. Wait, something has just come back to me. In a brilliant flash of insight and reasoning, I have suddenly discovered and realized that long ago, in tales of ancient lore, there were scrolls. And upon those scrolls it said, "And forevermore, Load shall never take an IP relay caller, because they always fucking fail it." John.
Yes. Here we go. Here we go now. Here we go now. 1-2-1-2, the Atari Group.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
Here we go now.
Geeks, geeks, yo, yo. Hello, hello, hello,
hello.
When I get home, I play on my computer.
My mum interrupts me, I'm gonna shoot her.
I like drinking coffee and it's money when I slurp.
It really makes me laugh when I do a bomb burst.
I've got a lot of friends, I met them on the net.
I've got a Tamagotchi and I keep it as a pet.
My favourite game is Snake on my mobile phone.
I never have a girlfriend because I always live at home.
I don't like Rugger because it gets a little rough.
I'm allergic to everything, including cheesy puffs.
My computer's really fast, it goes the speed of light.
I spend 6 hours on the net every single night.
I'm not popular at school, I often get a deck in.
But that's okay, cause I got friends when I go start joking.
I like to work on math problems hour after hour.
I got a boner over, boys, standing in the shower.
I like science fiction and I read a lot of books.
When I'm walking down the road, people give me funny looks.
Warhammer is fun and a really good laugh.
I like to paint the models while I'm sitting in the bath.
I really like Cryptobug, especially his tunes.
I like to play along to it, but only on the spoons.
When I go to bed at night, I leave open the door.
Mummy reads to me sometimes, she reads me Newton's Laws.
Rubber Boys is really cool, it makes me ew a lot.
I get excited when I see the Grace of Killer Lot.
When I get excited, my wife likes Donald Brown.
Favorite program on to be has to be Countdown. Tick, 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 tick.
I flew up to Montana.
Well, my name's Simon. And I like computers. I do them with my dad. It's so much fun.
I flew up to Montana on my own that Tuesday. I called her that day and she was still acting like a bitch. That was pretty much the last straw. I told her to fuck off. But from that day on, things went downhill. She decided to start emailing me threats of sending my commander a video she had of me doing something. Quite embarrassing. Said video had the possibility of getting my ass booted out of the military. This is getting pretty long, so I'll try to wrap it up. Long story short, I didn't deal with the stress very well, and my psychiatrist decided that I'm too unstable and homosexual to be in the air. Homosexual to be in the air.
Homosexual to be in the air. We'll be right back.
Get ready. Come on, guys. Get ready. Acid burn. Crash override. Serial. Plake. And zero cool. Now launch the base.
Radio Hour. Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god. Who is there? Is this Dickie? Dickie, the way phones are operated is that you speak into your end, then I listen, then I speak into my end. Ah, you know, he'll learn it after he, you know, learns to stop chewing on the phone while he's trying to speak with it. All right. Well, folks, I hear a lot of y'all out there aren't enjoying the musical selection tonight. Fuck you. As long as I got my platinum rings, my solid gold house, and my rocket car, I could give a fuck. Here's a song about money.
Nerds, cause we're so uncool. They laugh at our clothes, they laugh at our hair. The girls walk by with their nose in the air.
Obsession Entertainment in association with Definitely Sucks Records, bring to you Revenge of the Nerds.
Fuck you and your Transformer soundtrack. Fuck Esoteric. Fuck Esoteric.
A limited edition 38-track tribute album to 7L and Esoteric.
You seen the sweat on his face, that's whole. I know you ain't sweat like that since you sent LP a demo.
Featuring progressive MCs like ELP.
My favorite ones are the ones who started out young rapping about comic books, spaceships, and Obi-Wan 1.
Crazy.
Load Radio Hour.
Hi.
Hello. This is...
Yeah, Dickie.
Hey, it's Dickie. Oh, my God. I have so long awaited this moment, Dickie. It's good to hear your voice. How are you today, Dickie? Dickie is currently using the bathroom. So, Dickie, will you be going to school later today?
Huh?
Later today, will you be going to school? Laughing out loud.
Da férias nossa.
He just said to fuck my mother. Okay. This conversation is moving along very well. Dickie, what is your opinion of the state of the world?
Jeg hørte ikke helt hva du sa, men Rukas suger jævlig. Det er helt sant.
Right.
Men jeg stiger ned nå, så vi snakker senere.
Ok. I know Norwegian, so I'm going to translate. Dickie just said, basically, that he feels that the best solution for worldwide order is the immediate abdication of Condoleezza Rice, whose various genocidal policies will only come closer and closer to the ultimate holocaust of Armageddon. And also he professed much love for dicks, dongs, dorks, and dinks. Bring it.
Crazy MCs like Cage.
You speak real words but can't finesse this shit and rebel lion. That's what 9K to inspect is good.
Internet MCs like The Flavor Bitch.
A baby swings and his asshole blinks. Tell us whack for Esso the pterodactyl's extinct.
Vast.
Oh, you an MC? Oh. You wanna see me? Oh. Your optics gotta be 2020.
Oh. That's right. You are gonna need 2020 vision to contend with lyrics like...
They say God made dirt, dirt, and dirt don't hurt, hurt. But I still gotta take a bath.
Holler at your boy! Never before has such dick-riding, cock-sucking, and sword-swallowing been captured on one CD.
Dude, I was high, but you were in the got smoke, just embarrassed. Now I can hit 7L's and still smoke esoteric.
Rob, are you okay in there?
I'm sorry, fellas. I was just fucking copyright girlfriend. That was a mouthful.
That was a mouthful. Load Radio Hour.
Oh, I just had to stop this immediate shift fest. I mean...
Who is this? Who the fuck is this? Why are you calling my radio station?
Because it's shit.
Is this Pikavi? It's Pikavi. Pikavi, welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure to have you here. How you doing, man?
Actually, it's Brian. Peace.
Oh, he sounds exactly like Pikavi. Actually, Pikavi's lisp is much more pronounced, and Brian's, you know, overly extended forehead is low knuckle dragging and so forth. You know, it's easy to mistake the two. You know, Pikavi being an effeminate homosexual butcher and Brian F. being a simpleton, more or less. Anyhow, back to the track.
Whoa, hold up. And if you act now, you get Weathermen Sing the Hits, a bonus disc featuring rum shakers like...
Wanna rush into the set? Spit right on your neck? I got the grimy and side look, bubble funk, salt like a Lucy in a wet?
God damn, that's funky. And the party doesn't stop there.
Turn me up. Oh! Come on, hon, I came to get it on. You know, take your clothes off, show me your dawn. Whoa, oh no, I put the porno on. Whoa, oh no, she put the condom on. Whoa,
who are you kidding, fatso? So get yours today while supplies...
Guess what, motherfuckers? You want to try and pack at me? Here's what I got for your ass, bitch.
Packets, a dollar or two. Just tell me how many for you this time. This time. This time. Packets, 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 packets.
That's right, come one, come all to my absolute festival of packing. We're packing it in and packing these packets into your packed-in asshole, you turd-licking shit-quiz. Holy mother of fuck, these packets are going for low, low values. 0% APR, 100% packet loss from your server, you son of a bitch.
Hello?
James.
Yeah.
I'm calling on behalf of your Visa card.
Yeah.
We needed the account number for the First Union Bank, sir. Not your telephone number.
What are you talking about, my telephone number?
Okay, James, the last four digits, sir, of your social security number.
What are you... I don't understand the whole thing with the bank number and all that.
We need your checking account number for the First Union Bank, sir, so we know that you're the authorized user to receive your
money. What checking account? What are you talking about? Hold on a second. You know what? My roommate's here. He could probably understand you better.
Your roommate?
Hello?
What is this?
What's what?
Joke?
No.
Who is this?
Steve.
Steve? I need to speak to James, not Steve.
He asked me to help him. He's not understanding what you're saying.
He's not all sane, is he? He's not all there? He's not playing with a full deck?
No, he's fine.
All I asked for him, sir, was for the checking account number for the First Union Bank.
What does the account number have to do with the address, though? That's what I don't understand.
Oh, so you're another stupid guy, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, you are. You know what? We need the account number to debit the $296 from your checking account.
Why are you debiting money?
That's your security deposit, sir, because your credit's terrible.
It's not my card.
I know it's not your card, so why am I talking to you then?
Well, that's what you said. You said I'm getting a debit of $296.
Yo, put fucking James on the phone now before I snap.
All right, hold on one second.
What am I dealing with, two clowns?
Hello?
James?
Yeah?
What is this, man? Some kind of a joke?
It's not some kind of a joke. You weren't making sense before, so I figured I'd put my roommate on so maybe he can understand what you're talking about.
No, sir, we just need the last four digits.
I know, but then you mentioned First Union before.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. You're retarded.
No, I'm not retarded. You're retarded.
I'm going to come there with a shot-off shotgun and blow your head off.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Why don't you fucking give me your account number before I break your face?
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Why don't you go and suck your roommate's dick?
Why don't you... Because you already sucked it last week.
Oh, yeah, did you? How about I fuck your mother?
Okay, you already did. Next time, wear a condom. Yeah, next time, wear a condom, because she came out... Dude, kid came out retarded.
I'm going to take his dick out of your ass, and maybe you'll start understanding things that
don't
work.
No, you don't make no sense. You call up, and you don't even know what you're talking about. You're stupid.
Yeah, you're ignorant. Now, this
you're stupid.
Yeah, you're a fag. What's the difference?
Okay, yeah, I'm a fag, but you're stupid.
You sound like one, too. It's so obvious. You guys are just... Aren't all fags inbred?
Yeah, they are. Why don't you make some sense? You're trying to sell something on the phone. You don't know what you're talking about.
Because you got a dick in your mouth, you fucking homo.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us what you're talking about, dummy?
Okay, dummy.
Why don't you make some sense?
What's so hard to understand?
Because you're not making any sense. You're telling me about social security numbers and an address and a debit. You know what? Talk to my roommate.
Now I gotta talk to your roommate.
What happened?
You know what? You don't even have a roommate. I think you have multiple personalities.
No, it's...
You sound like the same guy, only with a squealing, girly little voice.
This is just the voice I was born with, sir.
You were born with that voice? I feel bad for you.
All right, hold on one second.
Hello?
You're a fucking piece of shit. You know what? You're a fucking fag. I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm not giving you nothing. Okay, prick?
Yeah.
Prick?
Bitch.
Well, it's been another fun episode of the Load Radio Hour. I'd like to just give thanks for all the wonderful support I got from all of you in the IRC channel during, you know, the broadcast and everything like that. This next track is for you.
The shape is not as important as the rationale. I danced with my own reflection and sang with my echo.
The shape
this
is not
to
as
continue
important
among
as
the times to be and time
with
that were.
Reflection and
when we arrived, I knew
the
shape is not as important as
whose
the
fault
rationale.
Is
now? The rationale
with my
is
own
not
reflection.
As important
time
as the same with my echo. My mental
is
to continue among the times to be.
But
what about when
we
were?
Or
when we arrived, I knew I was lucid before and after the event.
We'll be right back.
Motherfuckers! Load Radio Hour.
Hi, Load. How are you doing?
Hello, who is this?
It's Victor.
Who?
Victor calling again. I mean, it sounds like the show is failing or whatever.
Yes,
so.
The show is nearly over, and unfortunately right. I did not have time to message Time Cop. Time Cop, very learned authority on all matters concerning nerds, nerds at war, etc., etc. Unfortunately, we couldn't get him on the show tonight due to him being held in a Japanese internment camp.
Right. I don't know. Maybe you want to talk to me to wrap show up because, you know, it doesn't sound like it gets any worse.
All right. Well, I was just about to end the show. I guess we can leave everybody with a parting message here.
All right.
You know, while it seemed at the time that it would be a good idea to make fun of these people that just recently died on the internet.
Oh, you mean like cell phone?
Oh, yeah, exactly like cell phone. It seemed at the time that it would be a good idea to laugh at them and their misfortune and their grieving families. But, you know, at the end of this show, what we finally learned is it was a great idea.
Right, you know, and actually I thought
fuck
it
you
was
and your family.
Yeah, it was nice to troll Lek, you know, he knows cell phone, and it was a good idea to troll him to his face in his channels.
Lek.
Absolutely, like
Lek.
2 days after he died. Yes, I
all right, well, Snook, we had a lot of fun and everything, and that's the end of it. I'm killing
right.
myself right now.
Okay, me too.
Die juice. Tune in next week for another Jacktacular episode of Load! Dongs.